Hello. Hi, Katie. And someone else, Sarah. Katie, hi, guys. Looking good.
Hello.
Can you hear me okay?
Yeah.
Great. How's the pool?
Really nice. I mean, except for the chlorine aspect, right?
Oh, but yeah.
Everything else about it is really nice. And, like, we were the only ones there for quite a while.
Is Cora, like, is she water safe or whatever?
She has, like, a little ladybug vest that she wears. She has, like, these hot pink goggles, so that, like, makes her invincible in water. But yeah, no, she really likes just splashing around, and that's pretty much all they do.
The whole time?
She was terrified of it at first, and then, but then we like really stroked her ego about it. We were like, you were so brave, and it was scary for you, and you overcame it. And then that like made her really like prideful. I don't know if that's bad or good, but now she goes in and like is really proud of herself.
Oh, Bubba.
You know, just like having alone time just with her.
It's special. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. Well, let's wait for a couple minutes, I think. See who else hops on. I know. What are you huffing, Sarah?
Oh, dragon time.
Dragon time. I got sacred frankincense. It is definitely, yeah. Exactly like a sparkly hug. It's like effervescent. It's like frankincense, but effervescent. I have braces, so it's hard to say that word.
I was considering putting Rutabaga on, but I was like, I might fall asleep.
You'll pass out.
I'm not aware I was. That's a bad idea right now.
It really is very powerful. Can you say it again, Sarah? I've been wondering how to pronounce it. Rutabaga.
So it's
Rue,
and the Rue's like common name is Ruta.
Okay.
So it's the Ruta is the plant Rue.
Okay.
The one that they use for abortion, that's Rue.
Okay.
And then Va is valerian, and then lavender, La. So maybe it's Rue Ta Val
La. No, that doesn't have the same.
I just call it Rutabaga.
That rolls off the tongue. Rue is also in the Hunger Games, an important character in the Hunger Games.
Yeah, she was. She was. Okay. Is Katie with us? Where is she?
Well, she's here, but she's on mute. I don't know if there she is.
Okay. Hi.
Hi.
Hi. Hi. Hey, I'm in bed.
How's your body, Katie?
So much better. It's miraculous, actually. Really good.
Good. Yeah, that's the sweet spot you're in right now.
Yeah.
It's like, because I was the same. Katie's baby's coming around the time Fox was born. And so it's like, I remember that time last year for me. I was like, whoo, feeling good.
I feel good. Yeah. I feel really good. I didn't realize how out of whack my body got, and then just taking a few days to like completely rest is just, I just forgot. I was like, oh, right. I don't have to be in pain all the time. Mm-hmm. Constantly.
Yep.
Yeah.
I would like a few days to rest. Mm-hmm. Putting it out there.
Hopefully it doesn't come with an injury.
Yeah. Yeah. Right, Sarah? Sarah just...
I'm in the hospital was really, well, not even in the hospital, but out of it. I've like decided what I'm doing with everything. Well, not really with everything, but I've got major clarity from being able to rest. Mm-hmm. And take things like that. Yeah. Mm. But I'm trying to be more mindful of resting without like resting, just sort of resting and not like, you know, because it's an injury.
Without getting your knees buckled out from under you. Yep. Okay, well, let's do it. Ready? I'm preaching to the choir here. We'll see. But so
she's new, so she just
I'm like, my oil boss. Let me tell you what's up. Okay. So let's open with a little prayer, everybody. And I'm gonna mute the whole team just so it's let no feedback. All right, and I do think people are going to come on late, which is cool because it's just mellow. And so let's just ground ourselves, feel our body on the earth, wherever we are, close the eyes, take three nice deep breaths in the nose and out the mouth. So nice, inhale. Exhale. Inhale. Sweet spirit of all life, please come through this transmission for the highest and best good of all involved, asking that I become a clear channel of whatever needs to come through, and inviting all of those who are here live and all of those attending later to settle in and relax and enjoy themselves as we talk about being biz curious. Thank you for the opportunity to be here today. Help us to shine. Amen. So hi, everybody. My name is Faye Wilder. If you don't know me, here I am. And I'm a part of Sarah Petruno's team, Team Oil Tuition. And I'm actually, you guys, I'm going to, hold on a second. Let me just, cool. Okay. There we go. So I just was inspired to do this call because of I just want to share my experience with doing the business side of Young Living and sharing essential oils, and just in the hopes that it helps somebody. I am by no means an expert at this. I still feel really new, and my aim for this call is less, it's like, it's not to be like a lot of information about like compensation and structure and building legs and things like that. My aim for this call is to inspire anyone who's curious to get started in a way that works for them with sharing about essential oils and welcoming in abundance and income and the flow of new energy and new people and connections, like with the help of these beautiful plant angels, which is what I like to call them. So I live in the Bay Area in California. I live in a place called San Rafael. It's very lovely here. And I've been using essential oils for a long time since I actually used to have a job at a local shop called The Body Time, which is like a really old school Bay Area shop. And I used to shop there when I was little, and I shoplifted from there when I was a teenager, and then I had a job there like in college, and the shop was beautiful. They have all these lovely natural products, and then a whole these beautiful mantles that were all handmade. There were shops all over the Bay Area, and each one had its own mantle that had been made by like a local woodworker. And anyways, lots of perfume oils and then all the essential oils. And I was really into the perfume oils because I was a teenager, so I was interested in like the smelling. I just wanted to smell like bubble gum basically all the time. And to me, the essential oils were like a little too hippy dippy. But the women who I've worked with were like so into essential oils. And so like a little bit of it downloaded into my consciousness, but it wasn't, I wasn't like totally interested in them. And then, you know, the years go by, and just in the circles that I'm in, people are using essential oils. And so I use them here and there. Like I know lavender helps me to relax, and I can use it for skin support. And just using whatever brand I came across or whatever, and never really felt like the buzz. And then this year, last year in 2016, when my baby was born, my friend brought me some Young Living oils, just some little samples. And I tell this story all the time, so you might know it, but she included the blend Sarah in it, which is a blend made for emotional healing, support with emotional healing. And my birth with Fox was really difficult in many different ways, including emotionally. It was really sad for me because I had another C-section and I so much wanted to have my baby at home. And so I had a lot to wade through, and I'm still obviously wading through it, or I wouldn't say I'm waiting anymore. That's nice. It's a little lighter. But I would wear Sarah every day, and I didn't really think much of it. I just wore it like a perfume because I loved the way it smelled. And I remember kind of like 6 weeks after he was born, I looked back and I was like, wow, I feel so much better and so much like lighter than I had with my first birth, with my first C-section. And I just felt like I was supported to heal these, to walk through the experience of these difficult feelings with a great deal of tenderness. And I knew that day that that's because of, it was this plant angel, Sarah, that had helped me so much. So I was like, oh, there's really something to these oils. And so I had been trolling Sarah's Instagram and like, kind of like, oh, what's she doing over there? And I could like see how things were changing in her life. And I could see how, I mean, I was attracted to the fact that like, it looked like Sarah was bringing an income using, you know, her love for essential oils. And so I was attracted to it, but I was also like, no way, because of network marketing. And I have literally no experience in network marketing except for judging it from the sidelines. And let's see, is somebody here? What was that beep? Hold on. No, that's Facebook. Let me turn that off. So yeah, so I just like had this, I don't even know what I knew. I just like had heard people talk about it and like it was weird, or people were going to try and like get you in the fold, bring you in. And so I was like, I'm not going to do that. I'm just going to sign up for the discount, blah, blah, blah. So what happened for me was that I signed up for the discount and then I started getting the oils, and it just naturally happened that I started to share about them. And so when I started to share them, people wanted to buy them and they wanted to know how to get them. And so I guess sort of like the message that I have today is that the essential oils that I use in my life are like my dear friends. And if I'm having a hard moment, or I'm like, oh, like overwhelmed with the day, or I'm having a lot of like tough emotions, when I remember that I have an essential oil, like that I can go look at my little selection and choose somebody to help me, it's like remembering, it's like my lover just texted me or something. I don't know. It's like the most wonderful feeling of like, oh yes, I have buddies. I have allies. I have these plant angels. And so for me, I use the oils in a way, you know, in this like, I feel like the oils are a tool for empowerment, right? Like they're not giving me something that I don't have. They're giving me, they're just pointing out these places within me that already exist. And they're like, it's just like a little touch. Like, remember, you have tenderness. It's right here. Oh, right. Thank you, Sarah. Right. Or remember, like you are the infinite flow of abundance through the universe. Remember? Oh yes, that's right, baby. So when I remember that and I think about them as tools for empowerment in my own life, it is so easy to share about them. So I share about them, and then people want them, and so I help them to get them. And I feel like I've been doing the business for several months. I'm not even really sure how long. And I'm still like, I'm slowly building, and I'm okay with that. I'm running another, like an entire business, and I have a family. And so like I do the amount of hustle that I can do. And I do tend to my business, that's for sure. Like I have to allot time to communicate with people and to bring samples out into the world and mail samples and educate myself. And to really, I think in the beginning I treated this kind of like as like, let's just see what happens. And if it happens, that's fine. And the more I get into it, the more I see that this is a container for money, right? And so money, energy likes to have a place to go. And money is energy. Money is just divine love coming to us. And so if I have a place for it to go, if I've tended to my container for my young living income, it gets bigger and bigger. So, you know, I do definitely make time for my young living business, and I do definitely prioritize it. And I'll just add to that, that I do it because it is actually quite fun. I love talking to people about essential oils. I love the people on our team. And I love the people that are like coming onto my team, which I think is a beautiful here's my experience is that as I share from my heart about essential oils, the right people are attracted to what I'm saying. And so one point I wanted to just make is like that we can, I'm just going to check out my little notes here. Sharing about oils in my own way is perfect. So however you use essential oils and however they're working for you, that's the way to talk about them. That's the thing to concentrate on. So personally, like I don't, I mean, certainly we sometimes get a little bit under the weather, but in general, I'm not using oils as much for physical stuff right now. I use them mostly for my meditation practice and my channeling practice and my own spiritual upliftment. And I definitely use them for bedtime and difficult toddler emotional states. So that's what I talk about. That's how I share about them. And then I see like, oh gosh, I don't really know. Like I didn't know that basil could support with increasing milk supply. So when I have a little hole in my knowledge, then it gives me an opportunity to go and learn more. So if you're new to sharing about oils and you see like the way other people are doing it, remember that the way that you feel called to do it, the way that feels natural and right to you is totally right on. Just be normal. That's be yourself. Be normal, talk about what's happening, share like honestly about what you're doing in your life with your oils today. And it'll work. It'll attract people who need help. And remembering too, like to keep the faith so that, you know, I'm here, obviously, I do feel like I'm connected with these plant angels. I won't go into my long story about it, but anyways, I'll just say a little bit, like I know I've known for a long time that I was going to be involved more with the plant world. And for a long time, I felt kind of turned off by that because I just didn't want to, I didn't want that. But anyways, sometimes you set the place at your table for what you have contempt for because it's coming for you usually. Anyhow, so I didn't know that this was how it was going to come into my life, but this is how it's come into my life is through essential oils. And so I feel as though I'm an ambassador for the plant world and that when I communicate with my essential oils or a plant that's out, you know, in the world, that I have the opportunity to carry the message that these beautiful beings have for us that are, I mean, they're here to support us. They're here to help everybody to, you know, this new next level of ascension. And it's like the least I can do to honor them by sharing their message. That's how I feel. So I do feel as though I'm being of service both to the people out there who are in need of support and to this entire realm. I'm looking out my window and I have these beautiful redwoods across the street and just they're like waving to us. They're like, yay, we love being with you guys. You know, they're here to support us. And also, you know, when we pay reverence to them, it's just uplifting the entire planet. So that's how I work with it. And you might resonate with that or not. It's totally cool. That's my vibe. I am what I am. And so yeah. So sharing about oils in your own way and how, I wrote here, how to be not too weird, but I actually don't know if I can give advice about that. I think you just be yourself and just keep practicing. Just keep doing it. Just keep talking about it and you find out what works and what doesn't work. Sarah, you want to say something?
About not being too weird. So I was really weird about oils in the beginning. So when I signed up for Young Living, it wasn't because like I creeped on anybody. I like was anti-network marketing. I was like, no, get me away. No, no, no. My spirit guides told me about like network marketing like 3 years ago almost. And I was like, please, I have other things I'm doing. I'm not doing that. Like, I'm not getting on board with that. Like, that's somebody else's thing. And then like time went on. My FDA non-compliant story is that Tom got Lyme disease, my husband, and he's very anti-antibiotics. So we were researching like ways that he could be supported through that, and all the essential oils stuff came to the forefront. And so then I reached out on Instagram and asked in my Instagram stories if somebody could help me sign up with essential oils because I just needed the discount. I needed a bunch of blends, and I was absolutely not interested in sharing or anything. And I didn't want to do the business. And then that ended up, you know, I that that's how I ended up with Young Living. And I think the only way to, like, the big thing about not being weird about it is just, and something that we're, like, the people, like, you, me, Katie, I feel like we're all pretty cognizant of, like, not being too pushy or, like, too salesy, you know, already, just because, like, that's, like, we already have businesses, and so we are, that we already have that experience. And the, I think that being weird about it comes in the way of being too salesy, but it also comes in the way of being weird about network marketing in general. Mm-hmm. And I've found that the more that you drop, I don't know if anybody is listening, either Katie or anyone out, like, later on, if you have weird feelings about network marketing, that comes through in how you share. Like, that comes through in the energy, and that comes through in your words. And, like, that will stall how quickly you grow in general, like, who you attract and how you attract it, and even the type of people you attract, right? So, like, if you're weird about network marketing, and your energy is weird about it, and you're vocal about it, and you'll attract other people who are very skeptical and weird about network marketing too. And you can't heal them. Like, you know what? You can't heal them like you can heal yourself, right? So, like, then what ends up, what I know this happened with a lot of people for me in the beginning, is I had a bunch of people who I have probably a lot of people who are weird about network marketing and are still weird about network marketing, because that's what I attracted early on. And I can't do anything about that. You know, I can move past my own barriers and weirdness about network marketing, but I can't, you can't move past that for anyone else. So it helps in the beginning and ongoing on, you know, as you move forward, to start to release, if anyone hasn't already, to start to release the weirdness about network marketing, and to start to release the barriers that we have about it, and the barriers at, for that as a pathway to abundance. Because one big thing to realize is just that network marketing is a pathway to abundance. And as a business person, which is what everybody is, you know, if you're on this call or thinking about being a business person, it is like wise to have multiple pathways of abundance coming into your life, multiple streams and pathways of abundance. And that's what this is like one big pathway of abundance that can be as big or as little as you want it to be. And like Faye, you were saying that it has grown slower for you. And I think that's actually good for your particular situation, is because you have two kids at home and already a business and a million things that you're doing and a million programs. And if you had exploded with this while all this was going on at home, it just like probably would have been too much and way too overwhelming. Yeah. Me, it kind of exploded early on, and then that coincided with like a made massive shift in my business, where I started taking like all my products off my online shop. I started cutting out major sources of income that I had been getting just because they didn't resonate with me anymore. So it just depends, like, how you grow in this business spiritually, I think as a spiritual person, is largely guided by where your spiritual purpose and direction is going in general. Like, you're not going to grow faster than you're ready to grow. You're not going to grow like at any speed that's not in alignment with what is right for you. Right. And like, it just so happened that I grew really fast in the beginning because, and I think it was in large part because I was going to be coming to a point where I was making a massive shift and I would need the income replacement. And that's what happened. And like Faye was saying earlier, and this is totally taking a tangent, Faye was saying earlier, but I think that as you share and give a voice to the plants, the plant world is very appreciative of that. And plants in general are very appreciative of that. So as you continue to like be a voice for them, and I get emotional when I talk about this, but as you continue to be a voice for them, and as you are a voice for them, then I feel like they are like very much ready to pay you back in abundance for that, like in financial, like money for that, like as like your payment for like doing the work for them. Cause they don't have a voice for a lot of people. Like they have a voice to me, they have a voice to you, they have a voice to Kate, like a lot of us, they have a voice to, but who we're speaking to, they don't necessarily have a voice there. Right. And herbal, I mean, I know what Faye was saying about like being called to plants and not being super called to plants. And essential oils are a really easy way for people to get access to their medicine. people who don't have time to make herbal tinctures, people don't have time to make teas, people don't have time to like learn about herbalism, you know, and like learn about poultices and how to make them and all that and like flower essences. And that's other, you know, that's beautiful, the people that, what that happens, but regular everyday people like don't necessarily have all the time and desire to even learn that. So oils are one way that the plants can get into many people's lives in a really fast and efficient way. And the more that we're a voice for them in like a loving and respectful and reverent way, the more that they are lifting us up and bringing more abundance. That's how I feel. That's what I feel about it. And that's how I feel about it. That's how I feel about it is that, and that's a big way that I got over network marketing is because like it is an abundance pathway, like bottom line, it's a pathway to abundance. And it's silly as a mom and a wife and a business owner to turn down a pathway to abundance, a potential very huge pathway to abundance. Like I'm sure that we haven't even talked about compensation that much yet, but it can become very, very a lot of abundance, basically. Like it can equate to like a lot of abundance. And it's silly to, for me now, to turn down something like that when I have like a family to support and two kids that eat three packages of organic strawberries every day. Right?
Yes, it's real.
Strawberries are expensive, and right, so that money has to come from somewhere. Mm-hmm. So I don't know. That's really all I wanted to say on that is that I feel like the more that we are a voice for the plants, the more that they bring abundance back to us. And when days when I don't feel like sharing about the oils, when I feel like I'm being annoying or like I feel like I'm pushed to share about them, but I like don't feel like it, I remind myself that I'm doing a service to the plants and I'm a voice for them. And it's my, I don't want to say calling or duty, but it's like my job in a way to share about them. So if I feel weird and salesy about it, I remind myself that I even like almost reposition it as I'm not like selling the oil. I'm sharing about it so that the plants have a voice, mm-hmm. so that somebody knows that that is an option for them. Mm-hmm. So that's like one, like if I feel weird and salesy about a post and I'm like, oh, I don't want to post about this. Cause sometimes, you know, as a business owner marketing, you don't want to market it one more time. Like you don't want to make one more post. You don't really feel like selling one more thing. You don't really feel like doing one more Instagram post about it. And then I remind myself, okay, I'm voice for these plants. Like I think about it as me making a post for them rather than me making a post for me or for like to sell something.
Mm-hmm. Thanks, Sarah. Right on. Katie, do you have anything to add? You want to say anything? No pressure.
It's funny because I've actually done network marketing before and I love it. And like, it's Sarah, just,
we hated it.
I know. But like, I kind of love that you hated it, and I kind of love that I love it. I mean, and the reason that I love it is because since I've done it before, I can, and I've had years of distance from the experience. Like the things that I remember about it were just like the really, really close relationships that came from my team and the people I was working with and, you know, like all the dinners that we had together. And it just was like a really abundant way to kind of build a family. Like I moved with my husband actually to like a whole other state to run this franchise and do this business at the time. And it for me just became like my family in this new city that I had moved to, which sounds like a little dramatic, but that's what, when I think back on my experience with it, like that's, and there were definitely with that company, there was totally the cliche, like way too pushy, way too, like it just, that stuff really turned me off. And I learned so much about just myself and like how authenticity and connection is really all that marketing, like that's really just the root of it is just authentic sharing and just being yourself. And so it was like, I learned a lot, but when I think back on it, and the reason I'm so excited to get started is because the thing that I remember, just like all of these incredible friendships that I built, and I just remember the dinners we had and the bottles of wine, and it was just like, it was a ton of fun. So it wasn't like a great experience the first time around, but I remember that aspect of it. And now with Young Living, I'm just like, I was so relieved to learn about the company. And then I was like, okay, I actually have a place that like standards and everything, you know, like I feel really, really good about it. And I've had other people reach out to, you know, I mean, and I've been running my own business for almost 3 years now, just doing the self-employed thing and doing different types of mentorships and retreats and all that stuff. And so I've had a lot of people reach out to me wanting me to sell things or like join other distributors and stuff. And this was the first time that I was just like, this is the right team. This is the right people. It's the right product. It's the right, like everything felt right. And that's like the only thing that I just like base decisions off of anymore is just like, okay, this feels right. So I'm just going to, and the timing's right. It was like, I reached out to Faye a while ago and then, and it was just like a few months ago and it was like, my curiosity was piqued, but it just wasn't the right time. And so, I don't know, it just has felt so easy. This has felt so easy. And I really, really, really love these. I mean, these oils are just different. I've got other oils and these are just a different frequency for me. And I'm, you know, like you guys, I'm just very sensitive to everything. And these just work really well with me. I've really, really, really liked them. So, yeah, that's all. I guess that's a little bit of kind of my, like where I'm coming from. Yeah.
Thanks you guys. That's so beautiful. And what a beautiful thing to be together in this space and on this journey. And, so I guess I just wanted to say a couple things about, say to follow up what Sarah talked about like letting go of, you know, like kind of, okay, if you have a vibe at all, a couple things. One, and actually I learned this from Sarah a long time ago. She was like, look, Walgreens sends you an email 6 times a day. I mean, unsubscribe, first of all. But anyways, if you're still getting that Walgreens email when they have a sale, they let you know what they have to offer. And when I like hold back from sharing a gift at all, of any kind, it's like out of fear, If there's a difference between not sharing about something because I'm like, this isn't the right time or this isn't the right person or like, I don't think this is going to land in this situation. There's a difference between that and between like saying like, I don't want to say anything. People will think I'm weird or whatever. I don't want to say anything. I don't want them to think I'm judging them. But I actually hosted a make and take with my good friend and it was my first kind of, I'd used the oils in other live situations and ceremonies and things like that. But this was like my first completely oil focused event. And I realized talking to some of the people there, like, wow, people are still using like toxic chemicals to clean their baby's clothes. I mean, I've been kind of most, I think like toxin free in my home for a long, long time. My mom suffers from various ailments. And one of them includes like, she gets like deeply triggered if she's around things like detergent and dryer sheets and just chemicals in general. So I've learned a long time ago, I'm not putting that stuff on my home and I'm not wearing it on my skin. And so that's kind of like old news to me, but it is not old news to a lot of people. And so this is like our planet. I won't get too deep into this, but anyways, this is our collective space. And so if we have solutions to things that are harming us and poisoning us and hurting our children and ourselves and our planet, it's a beautiful gift to just put it out there, And, you know, my own experience is that when we say like, it's like my frequency when I use the oils definitely changes. And so I don't really even have to say very much. I can just sort of be and people are naturally attracted to me and want to know kind of like what's up. And I have a lot of different tricks up my sleeve, but oils are one of my favorite. And So a couple just like pointers. One is definitely like talk about essential oils when the time is right. The other thing that I do is I use my essential oils like out and about, not in like a crazy, like I'm not like, I love this rose everywhere. But I definitely like, I carry my oils with me everywhere I go. And if I need support, I take them out and I, you know, I smell one or I just put a drop on my heart. And I can't tell you the number of conversations that I've had with people where they're like, oh my God, what is that? Or like, is that Young Living? So many people are like, are you using Young Living? I love those oils. Just the other day, this woman came up to me. She's like, I love Young Living oils. She told me all about this protocol that she learned about. She'd just gotten a concussion that like that night or the night before. And her oils had supported her through this concussion, which I had never learned about. Like, I'd never heard of anybody doing that. So I learned from it. And then what do we do when we have the vibe? And I think the vibe, the bottom line is like, if we have fear about being seen, about being a leader, about being a voice in the world, about allowing money, honey, because we're not just talking about like abundance, like my friends love me and like I have plenty of food in the fridge, which is abundance and awesome. We're also talking about like the actual currency that humanity has agreed to use in this current moment, money, come into our lives in beautiful, easy, flowing ways. And also I would say out. So when I think of money, I like to use the word affluence because affluence means this flow. It's not just like coming in, it's that I'm also sharing it and moving it out. So I'm a part of this beautiful dance of energy, which means that, you know, feelings of unworthiness, feelings that I don't have what it takes, all of those things are invitations for letting go and healing. And that's where the oils are so they're awesome. You can use oils all day long for supporting that. And I'll actually send with the replay the Oath of Manifestation, which I recommend to every being on the planet to say in the mirror every day. And a great combination to use with it is abundance and joy. And I put a drop or two in each palm or in my palm and rub and just like, I accept and receive all the good, unexpected love, all of it. I say the whole thing in the mirror every day. And then surrender, also a wonderful oil. Nobody likes the smell of surrender because everybody needs it, baby. Surrender and highest potential is also another great oil to recall like what your particular gifts are and how to share your particular gifts in the world, you know, as it relates to sharing your oils and as it relates to whatever else you're up to in the world. Does anybody else have a good, am I forgetting anything?
I like to use, I learned this actually from my naturopath. She uses Believe and Ula Grow together. And it's like this like springtime, summertime, like bright, piney forest smell, but not like in a Christmas way, in like a summertime pine forest way. Mm-hmm. It's really like, I don't know, it's really like, it's a very motivating scent. And I like to diffuse that if I'm doing some like oily work or like doing like a, like when we were putting together the premium starter kit giveaway, I was diffusing that while I was doing it. That's like one of my like oil growing combos. And I like you said, I like abundance and joy together. And I also like to diffuse them together. It's like my go-to diffusing blend. If I don't know what I'm going to diffuse that day, abundance and joy is what I use. Those are my two favorites.
Surrender. Yes. Surrender smells like feet. Yeah. I mean,
it's gross, but it works.
It works. Oh, also I want to recommend Inner Child for all of this because I just want to say, like, sometimes it is that our inner child is wounded or, like, I don't know, needs a little help. But usually it's that our inner child just wants to come out and lead the way and have fun. Because my inner child is not afraid of being herself. And she is not afraid of sharing about what she loves. And she's not afraid to talk to strangers about anything, right? Because she's freaking in the unified field already. So when I use that blend, that's what I'm calling forward. I don't use that blend as a way to like try and like, I mean, sometimes I do, but just anyways, it's like about letting that joyfulness come out into our life. And so another piece about fear is to know that if you share about the oils and you get kind of like a, or you get like a thanks, but no thanks, or you get crickets, that's totally okay. Because everything, every move that we make in this in this sphere, in this business, we're just sowing, planting seeds, just planting seeds, just planting seeds. And we don't want to work with somebody who's doesn't want to work with us. I mean, I have that experience from my running my own business. So you guys probably can relate, of like, kind of like making it happen with a client and then being like, oh my God, like, what have I done? Oh no. Oh, undo. So, and of course I learned from those experiences. So it was all divinely orchestrated. But when we just relax and let go, everything we need is coming to us all the time. So sampling, let the oils for themselves. I offer to send out samples once a month on Instagram stories and on my, you know, just like in person. And I send out samples once a month and I'm happy to do that. And like sometimes people have come and bought a kit and sometimes they haven't. But it doesn't matter, because remember, like, I'm here to share about the oils, and the oils are going to do their work and the right thing will come at the right time. And if you have a lot of these hangups too, I want to recommend like a daily prayer and or meditation practice along with your mantras, whatever feels right to you, you know, whatever, in a religion or in a non-religious way, just even in like a sit still and breathe deeply for 10 minutes kind of a way, so that you can really begin to connect with the truth of who you are and why you're here, which is accessible to every single being on the planet, no matter what. So even if you have no experience doing that, I encourage you to start. And you can also reach out to at least the three of us that are here if you need some help on that.
Yeah. And I totally, so if you're, I'm speaking beyond Katie now and like people who are interested in listening later, perhaps, if you're interested in like doing the business and starting to manifest people to come to you, one thing that I recommend people do is sit down and do a meditation where they start to visualize the people, ideal people who they want. On their
Don't you have those in, can people search and find those in the group, Sarah? Because I know you did one a long time ago, at least in Smile Drop.
I did one in Smile Drop for like abundance, sending abundance or something.
Mm-hmm.
Who knows? Maybe I did do a visualizing routine. I don't remember. I could lead him one. I could lead a meditation.
Mm-hmm.
But I recommend it just so that you start from this beginning, ideal client style,
mm-hmm.
Manifesting the people who you want to start to come to you and be attracted to you and join your team.
Yeah. And you can also start if you're like, I don't know who they are. Like, you know, you can just imagine how you want to feel. Mm-hmm. Working with your team, like what Katie was talking about, like, just how does it feel? Does it feel like you're talking to your friends and having a fabulous time? Yes, please. Do you feel aligned with like everything in their energetic field? Yes, please. Right. So just work from that place of like what feels good to you. Okay. So, why network marketing is the goddess way to do business, by the way. So I've been running my own show for 5 years now, and it's a lot of work all the time, like the logistics, the admin, the research, the like posting, the blah, 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 blah. It's so much work to do all of this. And the first thing I noticed when I started doing the business with, even before that, even like when I was just trying to learn, was that there are so many resources and so many people with so many different areas of expertise and interest that I don't have to reinvent the wheel at all. Even when it's time to do, like when I did first essential oils 101 class, which I totally didn't do. Sarah basically just did it for me and I just showed up. Right. And it was like, there's all these, resources already there made for us so that we could, it's just so easy, to not have to, is my internet okay? Can you hear me okay? To not have to reinvent the wheel and do it all by ourselves. And so in this way, plus too, right, when abundance comes my way, when I start to like sell more kits and to people start buying their oils, that abundance is flowing up to Sarah, and that abundance is flowing up to the upline and up and up and up and up and up. And then the more work that the upline is doing to support our team, the abundance is flowing back down to us. I mean, it's like this beautiful spiral way of working, as opposed to just like one person being at the top and like the shit rolling downhill, basically. It's like this beautiful spiraling like beehive of money and love and fun. you know, connection and friends and learning too, you know, because we're all learning. And for me, this starting this business has been like, I didn't feel like I could do it because I don't really know what I'm talking about. Even right now with this call, my next topic is compensation. I'm like, ooh, I'm not sure I can field it, but that's okay. I'm just showing up and trying anyways, and I'm going to learn as I go. And Sarah's here, so she can.
I understand compensation.
She's like, and so that's the other cool thing is that, like, as you start to build your team and work with your team, you're going to get to know who are you with and what are your assets. So when I did the make and take with my dear friend Karina, like, she talked about dilution, which is like, I don't know, whatever. I don't care about dilution. And I talked about, like, the spiritual nature of these plant angels, right? I also made a Ningxia cocktail for everybody, and I've beginner tip. When you make the Ningxia cocktail and you put in the red shot, Ningxia is our antioxidant drink. It's fabulous. And there's an essential oil blend that they make to go with it. I put the red shot in and then I served the drinks. I did not mix them. So everybody took their drink and the shot has cinnamon. So,
yeah. So intense.
Everybody was like, oh, this is great. It's like, sorry, mix your oils, baby. Mix it in. That's why Karina did dilution, right? Anyways, you find your niche, and what I found so far is, like, things that I'm not as good at, I can lean on other people to help me with, and things that I am good at, that's where I shine. So it's like this beautiful team, and at the same time, I can do it on my own terms, and I can do it in my own way, and so can you. Okay. Compensation basics. Sarah.
You want me to talk about it?
Well, I was just thinking we could say, this is what happens when you sell a premium starter kit and the fast start bonus, and then very simply, Unilevel.
We'll talk. Okay. It gets confusing quickly. It's very, like, intense compensation plan, but the basics are so when you sign up, when somebody signs up as a member, let's start before that. When people sign up, they have two options, retail or wholesale. Okay. And when somebody signs up as retail, they pay full price, the retail price, and you get 24% difference between retail and wholesale. That's the compensation when they sign up as retail. I discourage against retail almost always because they can just pay if they don't have the money for the premium starter kit. But if they don't have the money for the premium starter kit, then the basic kit at least is $45, and then they get the discount, and then that's at least worth it. But those are just some of the options for how people sign up. So retail, 24% difference, basic kit, premium starter kit, other kits. When somebody signed up with a premium starter kit, you get a $25 kit bonus, and then after that, their first 3 months of being a member. So once they sign up, they have 3 months after that of being a member, you get 25% of what they purchase back to you of their percentage of their PV. So it's not 25% of their dollar amount. It's 25% of their PV, but paid to you as dollars. Does that make sense? First 3 months after somebody signs up as a member, 25% back to you with a maximum of $200 per person.
Per month, right, Sarah? Maximum, okay.
Maximum $200 per member per month, okay? Then here's where another level of it. When you enroll somebody, so like Faye just enrolled you, Katie, I get 10% of what Katie purchases for the first 3 months. So Faye gets 25% of what Katie purchases and I get 10% for the first 3 months. Yes, so it's like, the enroller gets the most, the 25%. And then I enrolled Faye. So anyone she enrolls their first 3 months, I get 10% of that. And then that's like the basics of the compensation. Once you start getting more people on the team, like in your downline, and they start like hitting different ranks, like executive and senior and silver and gold and all those, then there's bonuses for you having like higher ranking members on your team, and then you start making like way more money. But that's the general basics of it. And got it. So there's like an average income, yes, that people make per month, like per rank, and it's And that's, I don't have it in front of me, but it's like $70, $80 for Star. I think it's like $200 for Senior Star, $500 for Executive, $2,000 something for Silver, a huge jump between Executive and Silver. And then $1,000 for Gold. For Platinum, it's $17,000 average income. For Diamond, it is $30,000. No, is there one between Platinum and Diamond? No, right? It's Platinum and then Diamond. Yes. Platinum and the other. I have a pamphlet in front of me. I should just look at it. Platinum, it is $17,000. Diamond, it's $30,000 a month. And Crown Diamond, it's around $70,000 a month. And then Royal Crown Diamond, it is $175,000 a month. So something insane like that. The thing with the team that we are on is that it's like, we, our main upline is somebody named Lindsay Teague Moreno, who developed this system called Lemon Dropper Way, which involves this strategic stacking, which we won't get into in this call. But basically what it means is that the team that we're on tends to grow faster and earn more than other teams. So it is just so happens that the team that we are all part of has developed a certain method that
works
and to earn more money per month on average, like higher average numbers basically than generally. And we tend to rank up way more quickly. So there's like, I think like the average time to Executive is like 3 years or something insane like that. Wow. And yeah. Sophie, you're not.
I'm doing good.
Doing good. You're doing good. The average time to Executive is like 3 years, but it's usually on our team, it seems like it's around like 3 to 6 months or faster. Mm-hmm. I hit Executive in 2 months, but that was just a different trajectory.
Sarah's all, what? Yes.
Yeah, now I'm a Silver. So now, you guys don't have an income disclosure statement, but now I make at Silver, I make around $2,500 to $3,500 a month.
Nice.
From this, which has replaced the income of the subscription program that I just canceled and the online shop that I also just canceled. And it has replaced that income doing something fun that I really like doing. And it's really enjoyable to me. And now that I have like a team and other people that are doing the business to like help them with their businesses and like strategize. So you're not like, Faye, like you were saying, it's not, it gets to be kind of like as a solo entrepreneur, you doing all the things all the time, focusing on your business all the time, it gets to be kind of intense and stressful, I think, for me sometimes.
Yeah.
Helping other people with their businesses and not focusing on you and what you're doing, it's like a really nice break. And it's like a really kind of fun to help other people like strategize and like figure out what to do for themselves. Anyway, that got away from compensation, but that's the basics, is 25% first 3 months and then an additional $25 if you sell a premium starter kit, which is the best way to get people to sign up, the premium starter kit, because it honestly is the best deal. Like honestly is. The basic kit's kind of a waste of money, I think, because it's $45 and just a bottle of Stress Away and a bunch of papers.
No diffuser even.
No diffuser. I think the basic kit's a waste of money, but people do sign up with that, and then they always regret it and wish they had saved or wish they had gotten the premium starter kit. But that's the premium starter kit, $25, fast start bonus, 25%. Unilevel commissions. I don't have my whiteboard behind me, but basically it is once you're out of that like fast start period with somebody, you go to something called unilevel commissions, which is a much smaller percentage, and it's anywhere from, I think it's 4% to 8% per person, depending on where they're at in your organization. And Katie, I'm sure you understand like the different levels, like the person right below you is your level one, the person below them is your level two. So Faye is my level one, you're my level two, level three, level four. And as you get deeper in the levels, you earn less on those levels. And that's how it works. But the thing is that if I stack somebody under Faye, like Faye didn't enroll somebody and I choose to put somebody on her team once they enroll with me, then she earns commissions on them too because they're on her team now. Mm-hmm. And that's unilevel, which it's more complex than anyone needs to understand right now. but that's the basics of it. It's a very generous compensation plan, and really, they pay you a lot. In order to do the business, the one big thing is it has to be, you have to spend $100 PV every month. So 100 PV every month. And that's in order to get a paycheck. And we recommend that you get on ER. I don't know if everyone, Kate, I don't know, Katie, if you got on ER, Essential Rewards, did you?
Yeah.
Yeah. Already sold on that. So on Essential Rewards, and then that's, you get percentages back, and you know all of that. But 100 PV at least to get paid, and get a commission check that month. I think that's pretty much the basics for compensation, right?
Yeah, that's good.
Deposited every month around the 18th.
Mm-hmm.
And then they tell it posts. I think it's, if you haven't checked your account, Faye, I was posted 2 days ago. I think
mine comes in the mail.
Oh, it does? Did you set up direct deposit yet?
I enjoy receiving a check. Thank you, though. yeah, thanks, Sarah. Beautiful. And the other thing I just want to throw out there is, like, if you need help, please ask for help. Like, this call is happening to be run by, I mean, just people with a lot of experience, and then also people that have, we all have experience running our own businesses. So if you're like, have no experience at all, that is totally cool. We learn as we go, and we are not alone. Ask for help. And I ask Sarah for help all the time. Like, I just texted her before the call, like, can you tell me what the Fast Start is again? And then the other thing I want to just throw out there as a resource is the Young Living website, that if you just like Google like Fast Start Bonus Young Living, you're going to get the compensation plan. And there's so much information on the website. It's very clear. It's very thorough. It's a beautiful place to go and resource yourself and learn. And then also in the Facebook groups. And so last couple things I want to touch on are the Facebook groups and how important they are and how they are such an important resource for us to learn, both in the Smile Dropper group and in our own oil tuition groups. And they're an important place to go and participate and share. And just like remembering that, like, we're in this together. So it's not like there's one person who's like in charge of sharing everything. Like, we're a team. And so, like, for instance, I just got Sacred Frankincense yesterday and the shave oil, which I forget what it's called right now.
You try that yet?
Yeah, I tried it. So, like, that's the thing. Like, nobody knows about this shave oil. I'd never heard about it until somebody posted about it. And I used my points to get it for free. I also got this for free with my Essential Rewards points, this very expensive oil. So, oh yeah. And so I'm going to make a post about it so that people can know, like, this is what the shave oil is. And I can put it in my hair. I found out it's very nice as a hair oil. And that's part of being on the team. So when we are sharing what's going on for us, not only do we empower ourselves to learn more and to, you know, like, practice sharing. I think it's a good way to practice sharing about essential oils compliantly, which we didn't really touch on. So maybe I will after this. And then just to participate and be there. And if you're not used to sharing or you're not used to like making a video, you don't have to make a video. You can just take a picture and then write like, this is what I'm up to today with my essential oils, right? Like, that's great. And it might inspire somebody who had never tried that oil to try it, or if they're like, what do I put in my diffuser? And also when people ask questions, if you have a solution or you know something about what they're talking about, to share your experience. Because remember, like, you might have an experience, like this woman with the concussion protocol that I'd never heard. I don't think that was compliant, but anyways, this woman who used oils to support her head wellness. I'd never learned about that. So you might have something that nobody else has. So be active in the Facebook groups. That's the point. Compliance in general, when we share about essential oils, in order to stay compliant with the FDA, we want to stay above the wellness line. Personally, this was something I had a big problem with because I was like, who cares about them? Like, they're not the boss of me. But the more I do it, the more I realize that when we talk above the wellness line, we're speaking in these paradigms of empowerment. So when I say that the essential oil, like I'm using right now, I'm using grounding to keep me, to support my own ability to stay connected to Mother Earth as I channel and connect with like a big group of people. So it's like, again, talking about something that I already have, that I was born with. It's my natural state to be able to connect with the earth. This oil isn't doing it for me. I am an empowered being. Here I am an earth being. And so she's just reminding me where that is inside of me. And so the same goes, like, if I'm like, I you know, non-compliantly. I was barfing one day, and randomly, I don't ever barf, but I woke up barfing, and Fox was like probably 4 months old, and I took one drop of Digaz, and I completely stopped barfing. If you don't have Digaz, you should, because it's in the kit, but keep it with you. It's awesome. So when I share about that, it's like, what I really wanted to say was that story, because it was true and it's such a powerful like testimonial, right? But when I share about compliantly, if I say I use Digize to support my body's natural ability to quickly and instantly recover from digestive troubles, like, boom, I did it, right? Like, I'm doing it, my body's doing it, and I'm keeping myself above, I'm not sick, dude. I'm healing all the time, rising. What? So that's why I like to share compliantly, and because it's the rules, so do it. okay, let's see. What love?
I feel the same about compliance.
Yeah.
I was pissed about it too at first. I was like, fuck the FDA. Like, that's ridiculous. The government is suppressing our, like, you know, wanting to talk about herbs and healing power. And then I realized that, like, sharing compliantly encourages us to speak in states that don't manifest disease, mm-hmm. right? To speak in ways that aren't like, I have a pain, or like, I have an illness. Empowers us to speak in ways that are healthy and setting the intention and the energy towards health and being healthy and not, and being healing and healed.
That's right.
About a disease all the time. Yeah.
Well, and also it's like, we're not like bowing to some power that may be in the FDA. We're just like sidestepping it altogether. We're doing this dance of like, there's no, we're just not going to like play. We're like, I don't know, shapeshifters. Okay. Weaving essential.
Sorry, Faye. One more thing.
Yeah. What did you
say? It's hard in the beginning, and it's like the language to learn, but there's a post in both at Oil Tuition Education, in Oil Tuition Business, and in Smile and Drop Education that is like compliance, and it's this long post that is all the things you can't say. So you can't say like, I use lavender for anxiety. You can't, definitely cannot say that. But you can say like, I use lavender to support calming and relaxation. And there's a glossary essentially where if you
cool.
want to say something like that, go and look at the post and say, okay, this is what I want to say. Here's what I can say instead, just as a coaching to start getting used to speaking that way. And then once you start to know how to speak that way, then it comes much more naturally.
Mm-hmm. And I just want to piggyback on that and say that in the Smile Drop Business group, there is the pinned post is full of fabulous resources that I highly recommend. A lot of videos and that post was what kind of was like, okay, I'm doing this, because it was really inspiring, and hearing women talk about like what had really happened in their lives thanks to sharing the oils was really powerful. So I encourage you guys to go check that out. And if you're not in those groups, you should be, but if you're not, let us know, let me know, and I can add you. And I'm going to take this moment to drop the secret password, because someone listening to this call is going to get a free bottle of Valor. And so I was going to wait till the end, but then I was like, people might fast forward. We're almost to the end, but we're kind of in the middle. So you get to, here it goes. The secret password is plant angels. So if you're listening to the recording, please email me with that password to be entered into our drawing. I'm going to draw on Tuesday, so you have until Monday night to send that to me. And everybody who's already on the call, you're automatically entered. You don't have to do anything. Plant angels. All right. And then, you know, just the only last thing I want to talk about is like using your existing life and your existing offerings to incorporating essential oils into what you're already doing, and thinking about ways that you can use essential oils in your regular life as a way to share them. And being creative, like thinking like, well, how would I like to use these oils? So I'm really into anointing, and like, that's what I do. Like, most of the day is I'm channeling with clients and we're doing virtual anointing. And so like, how can I weave these oils into that practice? Or when I do a live event, I always bring my oils. Or if I'm going to my friend's house and it's kind of a hot day, I bring lavender and lemon and peppermint, and I just like say, hey, do you want some of this in your water? Or do you want to put a drop of peppermint on the top of your head? So weaving them into what's already going on in your life, and then being creative and connecting with other people and reaching out. If you're like, hey, I want to do an event, but I don't want to do it by myself, then don't. We're here to help you, and we will do everything we can to support you if you're on this journey. So I think that's all I have to say. Does anybody have anything else to add or any questions?
I'll add something.
Yes.
You already spoke on it, but if anyone's listening later and has seen this call and being like, well, Sarah and Faye can do it because they already know how to do business stuff and they have followers and business skills. We're here to help you figure it out. Like, yes, both of us have been doing a self-employed business for 4 or 5 years. So it comes a little bit easier. At least I think it comes a little bit easier from like a business sense, but I understand and we understand that not everybody like even knows the first thing about like how to do a business and how to like share and how to do all the things that come along with it. And so if you ever have any questions, then I'm here and you can ask me questions. And if we don't know it, then we can find it. There's about 1 million education and business groups, and any resource that you could possibly need probably already exists. Like any like question you have, the answer has already happened somewhere and can be found or tracked down.
Even if you're like, oh, I want to share about thieves oil, but I can't get a good picture. All my pictures are crappy. Sometimes taking a crappy picture hangs me up for like a week because I'm like, I gotta get the right picture. Go into the Facebook group and search thieves and see who has a nice picture. If you can't find one, or you're trying to post about like a more obscure oil, like, you know, Manuka or something, you say like, hey, does anybody have a beautiful image of Manuka? Someone's gonna have it. So we're not alone and we do it together. And that's why this is the goddess way of doing business, because we're also doing it in our own beautiful styles and on our own terms, side by side, shoulder to shoulder. It's pretty epic. I'm so grateful.
So all the support exists that you couldn't want, essentially. You just have to ask for it. If you have a question or like, are not sure, or literally any question where you're like, hey, I'm not sure about this, or hey, somebody is asking me this and I'm not sure. You don't have to sit and like search it or wonder it or agonize over it or worry about it or anything. Just like shoot us a message.
Yep.
And we'll be happy. We are happy to help.
Yep.
Feel like you're bothering anybody.
Nope. Make sure you get your link too, your smile drop link. If you're in and you're going to do 100 PV a month and you're ready to do the business, get your link ready. I will send the link with this recording so everybody has it. You just click on the link and then you can get your own customized link to share with people so that when they're like, okay, I'm ready to buy my kit, you share this link with them. And I'm going to actually just really quickly go over when they click on the link and they go to buy their kit, the portal to buying the kit has a couple different options. And what I recommend, I'm not going to go through them here because it's a little bit complicated, or not complicated, but I don't have the imagery and it would probably be a waste of time. I recommend going to the Young Living website and signing out and following buying a kit step by step yourself, and maybe even like taking pictures or making a quick video that's easy to share, so that people understand, oh, here's where I need to choose that I'm a wholesale customer, or here's what is this down here that's asking me to add more products. This is my opportunity to sign up for Essential Rewards. And then, you know, just walking yourself through it so you see where maybe the snags are that might confuse people.
Yeah, I just wrote down that down. I was like, take pictures, take a video. That's helpful. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, to walk people through it.
I can add to that, since I just did that last night, there was actually a little snag that it's really not a snag. It actually all totally worked out and I'm really glad that it did. But when you have the diffuser option, when you're like in the premium kit and it's like, here's the different diffusers and you have options to click with, like if you want to upgrade a diffuser, at least on my laptop, maybe because it's like a little bit of a smaller screen, I probably, Faye, what's the like really, the glass top, really beautiful one?
The Aria.
Aria. Well, I didn't get that because you have to click the arrow.
Oh, to like go over?
Like it doesn't show, like all of the diffusers are there except that one. So I think you have to click an arrow, but it's fine because I got that really beautiful black one, and my husband's doing this with me, and like all of our diffusers are very like, they look like flowers, and so he's really excited about this one. So it's totally great, and it's like an 8 out, like it's actually really great. But I think that was the only thing that like I got done, and I was like, wait a second, that one was, I think, an option.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So it could have, yeah. But that's the only, like, everything else is so easy signing up. But
great.
Yeah.
Thank you. That's good to know. And on that note, let's just say Katie was like, actually, I want the Aria. If you don't know about live chat, please know that Young Living has incredible customer support, like not 24 hours a day, but basically they're there, I think, until 10 p.m. my time, I'm pretty sure. Where you just go on your computer and type any question at all, and they are so helpful. And Katie probably could have switched diffusers if she's like, actually, I want the Aria. They will happily help you.
Probably could have, but I'm good. I'm glad that I got this one, and like it'll be my husband. Like he's really excited about it. So
his man fuser.
It's a man fuser for sure. It's very like, yeah, it's really beautiful. So.
So you can make changes, or like if something doesn't show up in your order, or if something shows up and it leaked or whatever, just go on a live chat. They'll help you out lickety split. And they're a wonderful example of how we can be with the people who are interested in oils, and the way that we can follow up and show up and, just like offer our best. Yeah. So thanks you guys. Thanks for coming. Thanks for joining later. I'm so grateful. I don't have anything else to say, so let's just close with 3 deep breaths, because why not? And I say thank you to the great spirit that brings us together, and I want to say a special thank you to our plant angel friends, our beloved allies on this journey. We love you guys. Thanks for being in our life. Big inhale and exhale. Taking in everything you need from this time, inhale. Exhaling anything that doesn't matter. Inhaling one more. Exhaling out. Help us to shine as we go out. Thank you. Amen. Thanks, you guys. Love you.
Bye. Thanks, bye.